Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We start in the NFC South because you had the Panthers and the Buccaneers going at it. That game went into overtime as the Bucs take it 26-23. But Bryce Young is looking pretty good. Like, things have turned around for him as the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
Definitely. He's made some strides. He's doing a nice job kind of stepping up in the pocket. He's actually, I don't know if you guys remember watching him last year. There were very, very few throws across the middle. And it seems like whatever they've been able to find with him and Dave Canales, over the last few weeks, it's he's throwing across the middle. He's stepping up. He looks as confident as he could possibly look and just getting the ball down the field.
Adam Thielen's been back, so this is his second game back. So that's been huge for them. He had been dealing with a hamstring injury as Young threw for almost 300 yards, 298, a touchdown pass. He was 26 of 46.
Adam Thielen made one of the best catches I've seen year, one-handed snag, ball away from him. He's falling one way and is able to reach out with his, I believe it was his left hand, and snag it. I don't know what else to say. I think you just nailed it. I saw Bryce Young, and when we played them up there, Bryce Young came by Arch and I, and Arch spoke with him, and we stood there for a minute with him, and he didn't look broken or anything like that, but he looked like, just the look on his face was like he wasn't content with his role. And I'm not saying I'm not saying anything bad, but it was just like, they wanted more. The Bryce Young I saw yesterday on the field and off the, and standing over on the sideline looked like a completely different person. He's your point to the confidence. He looked like he was kind of like, he looked like he was a leader and a veteran at that moment. And it just, I said it, I said it, maybe it was you, I texted Mike, I said, Bryce Young's growing up in front of our eyes, and it's, as a Panther hater, it's kind of cool to see because he's been hated on a lot. And some of it maybe a little bit too quick and a little bit unfairly.
And I reached out to a Panther source last week ahead of games, and they were talking about the message to Bryce was just don't put us in bad situations. And also just looking at his demeanor and body language, they too noted how much he has grown.
Isn't it just there's a point in every young quarterback's career, I think, especially when they've been struggling the way that Bryce Young has and the situation he's been, where all of a sudden the light bulb comes on and it goes, yeah, I can do this. Like, it just seems like the last couple weeks, it's like, yeah, I can do this. This isn't too big for me. I'm not out of pocket or out of my comfort zone. This is fine. I'm playing quarterback.
That was the biggest thing for me is you talk to guys. I think it was remember Dave Pasch before the draft, before he was ever drafted, it was during the NFL season, because Pasch is not only a ESPN play-by-play guy, but he's also one of the NFL. And he said, he was like, man, he's so smart football-wise. Like, you have no clue. He is just on top of everything. And you saw him play in the NFL, and I was like, well, he's not making smart plays. Where's the smart guy at? I know that he's in there. And whatever has happened, he feels comfortable where – he's thinking, right? And he's processing things. And that smart, that football IQ is now being seen on the field. And he's making plays because of it. That play where he stepped up and made the touchdown throw to Thielen, I mean, that's a guy that just kind of feels comfortable where he's at on the field, understands where his receiver is going to be, with how what the coverage is doing, and makes a play.
Let's stick in the NFC South and talk about the Saints. They dropped their game 21-14 to the LA Rams.
The interim coach bounce is now gone because they look pretty putrid yesterday on offense.
Putrid.
Yeah. No, it's Taysom Hill, unfortunately, leaves the game, has to be carted off. I hate to see that. I know that he's a Falcons killer, but to me, he plays the game the right way. So it stinks for them. That continues to be a little bit of a throwaway year down in New Orleans, which I don't think anybody up here is shedding tears over.